Welcome to Rambam and the line of Project of Tzichus in English. Today's chapter from the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is the 8th chapter of Ilchas Ovo, the Laws of Mourning. This perek contains 10 halachas, and it deals with the laws of Kriya, tearing the garments, the mitzvah of tearing the garments, as does the next perek, perek Shi. Perek Shmini, the 8th perek, halacha Aleph. Ovo chayev li kriya al nesei. The mourner is required to tear his clothing for the one that passed away. Shenemar, it says in Chumash Vayikra, Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav, after the death of Nadav and Avihu, Moshe tells Aaron, the father, and Elozer, and some of the brothers, Uvigdeichem al sifrein muvuleisa musu, that you shall not tear your clothing, and therefore shall not be put to death. However, this is a special law by them, since they were serving in the, at that time, doing the service of the Kainim. From this we learn that others are required to tear, that since they were told specifically not to tear their clothing because of their specific circumstance, we learn from this by implication that others are required to tear their clothing. This requirement that is ruled to be only by rabbinic law, says the Ramban. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam holds this also. And even though a pasuk is quoted, nevertheless this pasuk is only a smachta, is only a remembrance, so to speak, for the rabbinic law. Other people argue with this and say that the Rambam himself holds this midiraisa. The aim kriya elam umot, and the tearing must be done standing. Shenemar, it says in Shmuel Beis, the king stood up and he tore his clothing. Speaking of David HaMelech, so from here we see the tearing must be done standing. And where is it on the clothing that he tears? That must be in the front side. Someone that tears the clothing from the back, on the side, on the bottom, he is not satisfied his responsibility of tearing his clothing. The only exception is the Kohen Gadol who tears his clothing from the bottom, as the Rambam also mentioned in a previous parak. Well, another sort of, the person not a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to tear from the bottom, but rather from the top. Halacha Beis, Kama Shir Hakera, what is the actual amount of tearing which must be done? Tefach, one hand breadth, says the Rambam, approximately 8 centimeters. Vein Tzarech La'avdot Tfasa Beged, and he doesn't have to tear through the corner of the garment, meaning the actual beginning, he can start underneath the corner of the garment around the neck, and need not tear through straight from the top. Second leniency, Umutu Leili Kreyed the Kli. He is allowed to tear it using an instrument, such as a knife or a scissors. And furthermore, the Yeshua Likreid, the Sneem Shalibisnei Adam. He is allowed to tear the clothing in the inside so that nobody should see. He is allowed to put his hand underneath his outer garment and therefore tear his clothing in private that nobody can see. He is only required to tear the outer garment that should be put on a coat. He doesn't have to tear the coat, rather this which is underneath the coat. And that, only the top garment, not the garments which are underneath. Halacha Gimel. Kol Shemus Yimei Avelus Haker Lifnim. The 7 days of mourning, the cut part of the garment should be Lifnim, the inside, or perhaps Lifanim in the front. The Imbola Hachlif, and should he wish to change his garment, Machlif, Eina Kerea Kera Achlif. He can change his garment and need not make a new tearing on the new garment. Shakol Kera Shainam Beshas Chimum Eina Kera. Any cutting, any tearing, which was not done literally at the time of the heating, meaning at the time the person was in great pain, is not considered to be a valid tearing. However, in this first part of Halacha Gimel goes together, it seems, with the Halacha Beis, that all these requirements are speaking, but medvarim amurim, when do they refer to Shad HaMeitim? Chut me'avi ve'imai. So other deceased, excluding his father and mother. That's when we say he doesn't have to tear the edge of the garment, and that he is allowed to use an instrument, and so on. However, for his mother and father, he must tear until he exposes literally his heart. All of the garments must be uncovered, they all must be torn. Not only the top garments. Umabdil Tfasa Beged, so too he must cut through the edge of the garment on top, as we mentioned in Halacha Beis. The Eina Kirei of the Kli, El Biyodei Mi Bechutz, Bifnei Kol Ha'om. The Kirei of Kol Ha'Begodim Sholov. So too he is not allowed to tear with an instrument, rather he must tear it with his hand, and he must do it outside in front of everyone, and also must tear all of the garments that are upon him. However, Beged Hazeh Hadavuk Livsodei Eina Ma'akit. This garment which is directly touching his flesh, which is in order to absorb sweat, an undershirt, so to speak, this does not prevent a valid kriya. He does not need to tear this garment. And so too in the case of a father or mother, the entire 7 days of the Shiva period, should he change clothing, he must tear that new garment as well. And so too another stringency, which is discussed on the father and mother, the Kenal Aviv, Va'al Imei Chaylut Ksefei, Umeit Sizraye. So too for his father and mother, he is Chaylut, he uncovers his shoulder and takes out his arm, Mina Chaluk, out of his shirt, Ashigale Ksefei Uzraye, until he reveals, exposes his shoulder and his arm. And he walks in this manner in front of the funeral procession. But after the father and mother have been buried, he is no longer required to do this chalitza, this is discussed in the Talmudic tractate Baba Kama, that when Chizkiyahu HaMelech died, 36,000 people went out chalutza kaseh, with their shoulders uncovered. And this is what Rambam is referring to here. However, in Shulchan Aruch mentions that presently, the Zman Hazeh, which means even back to the time of Yosef Kadeh, there is this custom of uncovering the shoulder has already disappeared, and no one does it anymore. Halach HaDalit, Kedin L'Katan Mitnei Agmas Nefesh. Upon the death of a child, one tears the clothing, not because of its technical requirement of kriya, but rather because of agmas nefesh as a result of their suffering. And therefore it doesn't have all the strict requirements and laws as we find by a regular halacha kriya. The chayla shameis le'meis, a sick person who has had a relative pass away, ein makarin le, we do not tear that person's clothing, le'meidin le, and furthermore we don't even notify the person that the relative died. Shalatit rafalav daite, in order that his mind shouldn't become confused as a result of this present mourning, and should have come to endanger him in his own sickness. And any women that come in his presence, we silence them. We tell them not to mention anything, and certainly not to mourn, for fear that it will have an adverse effect on the sick person. The Shach mentions in Shulchan Aruch that this applies not only to someone that is a relative of the sick person, but even to anyone that has passed away, because it will affect his spirit, and he is particularly vulnerable in this unhealthy condition. This is a very relevant halachic significance to the behavior in hospitals, where the sick people must have their own emotional and mental health and outlook cared for according to the Torah, and it must be protected from certain sources of information because they could have a significant impact on a person's health. Halacha hei, v'kerei adam al chama v'al chamusei mitnei kveid ishtei. A man tears his clothing for the death of his father-in-law or mother-in-law because of his wife's honor, because of respect for her. The Keno Isha Kairat al Khamab al Khamusa Miknaik Fait Baila. As the commentaries say, you again even more so. Since the husband must care for the wife's parents, then the wife must tear for her father-in-law and her mother-in-law, again because of the honor of her husband. Again here, however, it is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch here today that this tearing also is not done today, that a person should tear for the father-in-law or mother-in-law is not common practice. Halacha Vav. Misha ein lechaluk likreya. A person that does not have a garment to tear. For example, the person has all borrowed clothing. And as the Rambam will mention or allude to later, that should it not be the person's own garment, he is not required to tear to kriya, and furthermore would not even be fulfilling his responsibility should he tear kriya. So a person that does not have his own garment, it means daman like chaluk to say shiva. Should he find or come into possession of a garment when he is still in the 7 days of mourning, kareya, he can tear kriya at that point. La'asar shiva, however, after 7 days, ina kareya, he does not tear the garment, since the shiva has already finished. However, this is for another relative, Baal Aviv, Baal Imay, for his father and mother, however, afil la'asar shiva kareya. Even after the 7 days has concluded, he does not tear the clothing kol shaleishim yam until 30 days has passed. For the first 30, he can tear the clothing, but not after that. Again, here in Shulchan Aruch, it is mentioned from the Rishonim that for his father and mother, he tears no matter how long it is, even should it be much later. If a person goes with his torn garment in front of a dead body, in other words, a person that he was not related to, his garment was already torn before this for someone else. And now, as long as he has a torn garment, he walks in front of the dead person, as if he is trying to say that he at this moment tore kriya upon this person that was that is now being transported. So the Lambam rules, this person that makes believe that he tore his clothing for this particular person, although he really tore his garments for someone else, is considered to be a gain of da. Literally, he is stealing the knowledge of other people. In other words, he is fooling them by making him think that he tore his clothing for the honor of this deceased. Furthermore, the zeal of the Tveira Chaim Bahamasin, he is cheating. Treating cheaply the honor of both the living and the dead. As a result of his deception, he is fooling everybody and he is not doing good for the deceased either. Halacha Zayin. Ha'im elachavera ashileini chalukha ba'abakesh es ovi shohu chayla. Lend me your garments and I will visit my father who is sick. V'holach u'motzish ha'meis. And after going there, he finds that his father died. Now the question is, since this garment was only borrowed, it belongs to someone else, is he allowed to tear it? Under normal circumstances, he is not allowed, because the law is that if you tear a borrowed garment, it is as if you've never tore kriya at all. However, in this case, he notified them that his father was sick before he went. Therefore, the law is kriya. He does tear the garment. And furthermore, what happens after his mourning period is over? In the case of a father and mother, one is not allowed to make a perfect repair of this garment by sewing up the cut. However, in this case, Kareya, he can tear the garment. Ma'acher, he also can sew it up later since it was only borrowed. He returns the garment to the original owner and then gives the value, which was decreased in the garment as a result of it being torn. Should the garment be originally worth $10 and now it is worth $8, he must give back the garment together with $2. Let's say he borrowed the garment and he did not notify the lender that he was going to visit his sick person. In this case, the one that lent it is not, the one that borrowed it is not allowed to touch or tear the garment at all, since the one that gave it away as a loan that he should borrow the garment. And he was not even aware that that person's father was ill. How could we assume that he really gave permission to tear kriya? In the case where he was aware that the father was sick, he is aware of that possibility that the father, that he will pass away, and therefore he will have to tear kriya. However, should he not be under such an impression, then one is not allowed to tear the garment. Halacha Ches. In this halacha, the Rambam deals with various cases in which the person tearing kriya made some mistake in his intention. And the general principle will be that if he had the correct intention, even after he tore kriya, but it was close enough that it was called teskedei dibur, in the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, this is called teskedei dibur, as if he was in the middle of his original speaking. So in that case, the intention is attached, so to speak, to the kriya, and the kriya is a valid one. Halacha Ches. Mi shahoyu l'cheila b'seich b'seich, b'nesalech. A person that had a sick relative in his house, and the relative fainted. However, b'sabar shemei, he thought at that moment the person fainted, that the relative died. and therefore Vakoda. He taught Kriya, thinking that he died, but really the person only fainted, and he taught Kriya. However, Va'afakach Meit, afterwards the person did die. The original thing that he taught was that death was really only fainting. Therefore, he taught Kriya. And later on, this relative should die. So do we say he must tear Kriya again? So it depends. How much time was there between the time that he tore his garment and the time that the person actually did die? In the Tehkedei Dibur, if it happened Tehkedei Dibur, then the amount of time it would take to say Shalom Alecharebbe after he tore his garment, that the person did actually die, then he does not have to tear Kriya again. Since it was only Tehkedei Dibur from the time he actually died, then the two become attached. If, however, it was more than a Kedei Dibur, between the time he taught Kriya and the time the person passed away, then he must tear once again a different tear. And so to someone that was told that his father died, and therefore he taught Kriya. And afterwards he finds out that it is his son that passed away, not his father. So he made a mistake. And so too, if he was told that one of his relatives died, then he thought automatically it was his father. However, after he tore, it turns out that his son was the one that passed away. So if he became aware of the truth, in this time period of Shalom Alecharebbe, between the time he tore and the time he found out, if the proper person, he should have torn Kriya for Yotzi de Kriya, and he has satisfied his requirement of tearing Kriya. If, however, it was after this time period of a thing, Shalom Alecharebbe, lo Yotzi, he has not satisfied his obligation of Kriya, v'kayev likraya kera acher, and he must tear, another Kriya, since there was this delay between the time that he tore and the time that he found out who truly he should be tearing Kriya for. Halacha test. A person that had many relatives pass away at once. So he makes one tear for all of these relatives. However, if his father or mother were among them, however, then he must make two tears. For all of the other ones, he makes one tear. He makes one tear separately for his father or mother. A separate one for all the other relatives, and one for his father or mother. Now the final halach of the perek, halacha yud. Misha meisle meis, v'kara alav, a person whose relative died, and he tore kriya, v'ahakach meisle meis acher, and then another relative died. In b'seif shiva, if he was still sitting shiva, in the first 7 days, for the first relative that passed away, kriya kara acher. And then, in that case, he must tear another kriya in another place. Either he takes the same one and he tears another complete tefach, another hand breadth, or he moves at least 3 fingers width away from this one and then tears another tear and tears a tefach. However, in la'akar shiva, if it's after the shiva has passed, and the law is, as the Rambam will mention in the next perek, that after shiva, if it's not a mother and father, then one can do a sort of inexpert job of sewing up this tear. So after shiva, he has already sewn this up. In this case, he is allowed to tear all of these previous sewings and add on a little bit to the first tear. And so too, if a third relative dies, after the shiva of the second relative is finished, so too in this case, after he has already been shiva, as the Rambam calls it, he has done an inexpert job of sewing up the tear, he is going to be made of culture, who he tears that, and then he adds a little bit on, the first tefach which was torn for the first relative, the culture which was added on for the second relative, and then the third relative also is made of culture. And so too he can keep on tearing for each relative until he reaches his navel, the belly button. He gave a tabure, once he has torn so much that he has reached there, then Malachi Cholesh his boys Vakareya. He can distance himself 3 fingers, approximately 6 centimeters, from the first tear and then tear again. Let's say this Malamilfana, he has already finished with the front of the garment, he has no room left. Then he turns this part of the garment to the back. What was previously in the back will be in the front. Then he can tear there. Let's say it's mala milamayla. He has finished tearing from the top of the garment. Then he can turn it upside down and tear from the bottom of the garment. Omrulay. If they tell him, Mace Avi Bakera the Kora, they tell him his father died and then he took Kriya. And after the 7 days of mourning for his father, then he finds that his child has died. And then he added. So the law is that by something that you have torn Kriya for a parent, you're never allowed to be Ma'acha. As the Rambam will mention in the next paddock that there is to be shelo, which is an inexpert job of sewing up, and there is to be ma'acha to sew up perfectly. The law is that by another relative, one is allowed to be shelo, the inexpert sewing after shiva. And then after the shleishim, 30 days has passed, he is allowed to sew it perfectly to be ma'acha. Whereas for a mother and father, you are allowed to be shelo after the 30 days have passed and never to be ma'acha to mend it permanently. So let's say over here, first he taught tefa for his father. And then, after Shiva, his son died and he added on a mashal. So the law is, mitzacha tachton v'leha elyein k'meshiyah's bar. You can only do a perfect repair job on the bottom, meaning the little bit of tefa, this which was added on to the original tefa, to the larger tefa for the parents which came first. You added on a little bit, that's called the tachton. But that one is allowed to mend perfectly, v'loya elyon, but the original part, the higher part, which was an apparent, that may not be mended to Moshe's part, as will be explained later in the next paragraph. Amrulay, let's say it should be the opposite. Amrulay, he has told Meis B'nai that his son died, v'kara, and he tore Kriya, a tefach, for his son. V'achashiva Meis Avim, after the 7 days of mourning has passed, then his father died. The law is Eina Meisi. He cannot add on a little bit. He must tear another kriya. A man's father and mother do not come under this category of the law of a tesis of adding on a little bit to the cut. They must have a completely separate cut for them, a separate kriya. Thank you for tuning into Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichos in English. For more information or to sponsor the parak, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us tomorrow for Parak Chi.